You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanschura. A little over a month ago, a black bear was spotted roaming the Meyer parking lot in Traverse City. Steve Griffith, who's with the Michigan DNR, drove to the scene with a tranquilizer gun, but was too late. By the time he arrived, the bear had disappeared into a nearby swampy area.
So it was a little bit of a disappointment when he got into that swamp and we decided too risky. So we called it off.
Griffith says they didn't want to flush the bear out into traffic. Now, since that incident, the Traverse City bear has been spotted quite a few times, but still hasn't been caught. Last week, I followed along as Steve Griffith went to check on one of the three traps set up in Traverse City to try to catch the now famous bear.
It's right over here. Yeah, we can see already that the door is up. So we know that there's no bear or critter in there. I'm gonna walk up and take a look and make sure we didn't have a raccoon or something else that, you know, cleaned us out of the bait. Oh, yep, we've still got quite a few different bait items, food items. Sardines, we've got bacon, suet, and then we've been topping them off with some pancake syrup and vanilla, which is a pretty strong odor or scent. And then we've got the main bait, which is up above. It's in a baffle to keep smaller animals from, you know, getting a good grip on it and setting off the trap so we don't have to, you know, let a skunk or a raccoon or something out. And that's hooked to a trip cable. And there's a pin right here that if it pulls the bait, pulls the pin out of the door, and the door will slam down. Traverse City is a beautiful city, a lot of green space. We've got several creeks and, of course, the Boardman Corridor. So there are avenues for, you know, wild animals to get into town that way. Typically, bears are quite shy, and they don't want anything to do with humans or human activity. However, it's getting more and more difficult for, you know, to keep the two species separate. You know, we're moving out into bear country and the bear population is growing. So inevitably the two species kind of keep running into each other. And the more that happens, the more an individual bear can become habituated to being around people. If they get a reward, it's just like training a dog or another pet. You reward the behavior you want. And if an individual bear decides to brave being around people and, you know, gets a food reward, bird seed, you know, suet cake, garbage or something like that, then they have very good memories. So it's like, oh, I'm going to come back here and check this out again. And then, and obviously in town like this, there's all kinds of places to get a food reward. So this particular bear has become, I would say, over-habituated. We've called him Boo Boo or Yogi sporadically, but just basically the TC bear. A little frustrating for sure, and it's hard to keep tabs on where this bear is. We've been several times had conservation officers, wildlife staff, and city police patrolling. The bear was seen and then trying to find it. But at that point, it's hard to. Out in the country, we could have trained dogs kind of try and track it, go after it with tranquilizers. It's not conducive to doing that in town. We're still getting reports. So it seems like it's moving back out of Traverse City and headed to the west. So we are probably going to relocate a couple traps and still try to catch it, even though it's further out of town. We're thinking that the bear's looking, so to speak, for a more suitable, isolated denning location. And we'd like to catch it now, because the concern is if we don't, you know, it dens up somewhere nearby, but out in the country, that it may end up back in town in the spring.
The search continues for the TC bear. If you happen to see it, the DNR office in Traverse City would love to hear about it. They're also asking that you put away your bird feeders for the next couple weeks as they try to trap the bear before it hibernates for the winter.